It's so early.
Babe, Blake Wright drawled unapologetically. I told you last night. I've got a bunch of errands to run this morning before practice. Mindy gave him what he assumed was supposed to be a cute pouty face, but it fell short, probably because her blouse was wrinkled, her blonde hair was frizzy on one side of her head, plastered flat to the other, and last night's mascara was smeared around her eyes, making her look like a raccoon. They'd engaged in one hell of a celebration dance, he thought with pride. Mindy had even enlivened things, entertaining him with what she called her private party trick. The woman could actually tie herself up in bed. Last night, he'd thought it was funny, because he was high on life and the win. This morning, as he recalled her special skill, he wasn't sure if he was impressed or horrified. Because number one, why? And number two, no number two, just why? He gave her a quick kiss, one that she attempted to prolong by wrapping her arms around his neck, but Blake pried them off, trying not to let it annoy him. They always had a good time in the sack, but the last few times Mindy had stayed over, he'd found her dragging out the morning after goodbyes. The two of them weren't in a relationship, because he'd made it very clear right from the beginning that he wasn't looking for a girlfriend. Mindy, one of the Baltimore Stingray's most loyal puck bunnies, had assured him she was cool with the occasional victory hookup.
"Let's go back to bed," she purred.
He shook his head. "No can do."